The Broncos head into their first home division game with a scenario they haven't experienced yet this season, not knowing who will start at quarterback. Chris Sims has taken all of the first team reps this week during practice. Meanwhile, Kyle Orton hasn't participated at all. He's been rehabbing his injured left ankle. But head coach Josh McDaniels says it's still too early to rule Orton out, and the team won't make a decision until Sunday.
He's going to be questionable. We're going to continue to work with him and rehab him, but we're not going to put him out there at practice today. Continue working with him, hopefully we'll be ready to go on Sunday. I don't think it's an ideal situation for any player who hasn't practiced, but I think the fact that he's taken all the reps for so many weeks now in a row, or most of them, is obviously a benefit in this situation. So we're going to monitor it and see how it goes and see how he's doing on Sunday early in the day, and then make our declaration at that point.
I think just practice-wise, just, reps, that's more than anything. Just get out there, get used to our plays, doing things like that, getting used to the receivers, like I was saying a minute ago. I would say those are the number one, factors going into the week.
I'm going to prepare like I'm playing. I'm sure he's going to prepare like he's playing, and we'll communicate throughout the entire week and make sure whoever is playing is going to do a good job.
I'm always prepared to play, but at the same time, maybe there's a greater chance than normal, of course, this week. So it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And, we'll see what happens with Kyle and see how he feels. I know you guys don't believe me when I say it, but I really know like as little as you do. So I just, when they tell me, I just do what they say and, march along.
What everyone at Dove Valley does know is that the San Diego Chargers have fallen into midseason form. They've ripped off four straight wins since the two teams played each other last month. But Danian Tomlinson is averaging a touchdown a game during that stretch and will be the next test for the Broncos' run defense.
Man, you know what? He is running better. I didn't think he was running bad the last time. I always thought he was running the ball pretty well. Obviously, they're getting more yards, the offense. The whole team is a lot better than the last time we played him. So it's going to definitely be a big challenge on Sunday.
One thing we got to understand, the guy was probably one of the best ever, if not the best ever, a couple years ago. And for him to be slowed by injuries just a little bit, it doesn't make him a bad running back. He still can make some plays. He still can run. He still can run between the tackles outside, make you miss. I mean, he's still a complete back that he was.
The running game in general, in terms of playing run defense, is not about one guy making a play. It's about 11 guys doing their jobs and carrying their assignment out and playing their gap or playing their man or two-gapping or whatever it may be, and then hoping that you can spill the ball to the free guy and making a tackle. And the last 3 weeks, we've missed some assignments. We've made some mistakes. We've had some situations where we started to try to go ahead and make something happen, and all that does is exacerbate the problem. It doesn't help it. It doesn't solve it. It makes bigger holes, And so we've focused on it extensively the last 2 days, and we've got to play good team defense. We're capable of doing it. We know that, and we've got to do it, for 60 minutes during the course of the game against a good football team. And if we do that, we'll get back to playing the way we want to play.
And with both first place in the AFC West and a potential tiebreaker advantage on the line, the Broncos know they can expect the home crowd and San Diego's best.
I love being put in a situation where people don't expect you to do something or they think you can't do it. I love that. I relish that. I feed off of that. And we're put in the situation that we have to go out and do our job. But this is, like I said, this is going to be exciting playoff type of atmosphere. And these are the type of games that, just gets it should get your blood just pumping and get your heart beating fast, get you breathing hard like I'm doing right now, anticipation of the game.
I think everybody in our building is looking forward to the atmosphere that we're probably going to have on Sunday, and our fans have never disappointed us this year, and I think it'll be exciting for us to have that advantage in a division game like San Diego had on the Monday nighter a few weeks ago. So I think every division game is huge, and in the fact that this is our first home division game this season, we look forward to an atmosphere that's awesome, and we'll hope that we can provide the energy and electricity with the way that we play.